The Haines School Board is holding a workshop later this month to talk about the possibility of housing Chilkat Valley Preschool in the school building. Last year, then-Superintendent Ginger Jewell drew up a tentative agreement with the preschool that was approved by the school board. It said the administration would work with the preschool to potentially house the early education nonprofit in the Haines School building. The preschool has been searching for a new home for a while, since they were given a deadline to move out of their borough-owned building. The borough assembly decided the building was too decrepit to maintain. Jewell resigned as superintendent after a year, and since then, interim superintendent Rich Carlson has looked into the preschool situation. Carlson says his impression is that Jewell did not do any research on what housing the preschool would mean. He says there are unintended consequences to accepting that responsibility. For one, district funding could be affected. Carlson says there's no way that moving the preschool into the building could happen with zero expense to the district. He says, according to the state, the district would still be responsible for custodial and maintenance services in the preschool area, and the district would be at risk in the event of a lawsuit against the preschool. At Tuesday's school board meeting, teachers said they have concerns. Three teachers said there already isn't enough room in the school for K through 12 students. Lily Boron teaches in the high school.
Any day of the week, you'll see teachers working with students in the halls because there is not a room. You'll see teachers working in closets, and the storage space is totally taken up, so we don't have sufficient space for the students that we currently serve. Taking away another space within this building, I think, is ultimately going to bring harm and a negative impact on the students.
Boron and teacher Lisa Andreessen said staff did not have the opportunity last year to give input in the preschool agreement. Andreessen read a statement from the Haines Education Association, the teachers' union.
We believe that moving the Chilkat Valley Preschool into the school will not provide a solution, but rather introduce new problems for the district staff and students. We ask you to consider all aspects of what a move might entail and preserve the quality of our environment so that it remains a successful, nurturing place for our students.
Middle school teacher Pete Deggan echoed Boron and Andreessen's comments.
The need for space to work is something that hits me every single day.
Deggan said the current mission of the school district is to serve K through 12 students. He told the school board, if you want to serve pre-K through 12, then you need to revisit your vision of the district. Preschool board president Alyssa Henry also spoke at the meeting. She said in a small community, people need to support each other.
The preschool is coming into this completely flexible and open-minded. We're not demanding anything. We just want to make it work, and we want to make it easy for everyone. We don't really want to feel unwelcome, you know, that doesn't feel good. So I really hope that we can focus on the benefits of how this will help.
The school board listened to the public comments but didn't discuss the preschool at the meeting. Instead, they scheduled a workshop to talk the situation over on October 28th at 7 p.m. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.